I remember Frankie since he was 3 years old. I've been cutting his hair ever since. And I'm telling you, he was the best kid in touching. He never cried. Like these kids over here, sometimes they get you so nervous they gave him a haircut, but there's something about Frankie, he never cried. In fact, sometimes I had to pinch him to make him move. He was so quiet in the chair. Of course, at the end, you know, to make him feel good, I used to go out and buy him a lollipop.
A few blocks up from the barber's, on the same side of Main Street, is Mario's restaurant, the classiest place in town. Frank has known Mario Gianvito a long time.
Well, Frank, I'm glad to see you.
Hello, Mario. How are you?
How are you, Frank?
Good. Glad
how you been?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I bet you had a tough time out there. I'm glad to see you back.
Oh, it wasn't too bad. Glad to be back.
That's very nice. I hope some of these days we'll have a little time together and go out and catch a few trout.
Yeah, how is he fishing, by the way?
Well, this has been pretty good.
Good.
Been told me that he'll catch quite a few trout. I haven't got too much time myself.
Have you done any fishing in Pennsylvania lately?
Yes, done a little, not too much of them. But I hope you have a little time sometime next week. We might go out and have a trip together.
I think we can arrange it. I'm anxious to get my equipment out and do a little fishing. It's been quite some time since I've...
That'll be wonderful. I think it'll really be very good.
Marie is almost dressed, ready to start for New York. Then the phone rings. Someone has read about Frank in the papers.
Honey, telephone. Louis Miller calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, dear, I'll take it.
A family anxiously looks for new hope. This wasn't the first call like this.
This is Captain Stylo. Yes? Uh-huh. Was his name Miller also?
Yeah, it was Hank Miller.
Yeah, he was a club. Uh-huh. Do you know what company he was in?
I can't remember.
I see. If he was reported missing, there's a good possibility that he may be a prisoner, but that's very difficult to say. Yeah, well, I could appreciate your feelings. I'm sorry I couldn't help you.
Thank you very much, Captain.
Okay. Right, bye.
The captain and his bride check in at the Pierre, just as they did on the day they were married. And then, as now, Frank forgets nothing.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Alexa, sir?
Yes. I have a present for you.
No wonder you wanted to go out alone.
Yes, sir.
Well, you'll have to open it. I'm too nervous to open it. Oh, it's beautiful. It's white, too. It goes grand with what I'm wearing. Oh, I'm afraid you'll have to put it on for me. I can't remember whether to go up or down. It's been so long since I had one.
Okay, dear. Let me get this pin out and I'll pin it on for you. Let's see. Does this thing go up or down?
I think that's right. That's okay.
Fine. What do I get for it?
Oh, you want something in return, huh?
Sure do.
The second honeymoon begins at the same table in the cotillion room up against the wall. Only this time, the pink flowers on the table look a little brighter.
I have a question. Maybe you won't answer, but how do you feel? Do you feel the same way as you did when we first were married?
Well, I feel a little more on the domestic side.
What do you mean, domestic side?
Well, little Glenn makes that, I don't know, he brings that side in. You'll realize it's time to come.
Well, I realize it, but I don't feel any older than I did the day we got married. As a matter of fact, I feel younger.
Oh, I don't feel like that much time has elapsed either, but, I don't know. Becoming a mother has made me realize an awful lot.
They dance, and they eat, and they talk.
Are you enjoying yourself, dear?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. The brochure is wonderful, too, and oh, she sings so beautifully.
She is very pretty.
Oh, you would think so. I wonder if we could request a very special tune, you know, the one that plays the wedding.
Yes, I think we can arrange that. I'll ask the captain to request it for us.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You did that, huh?
I will.
Oh, she's lovely.
Stanley Melba plays the Stylo's song, Always. This time they sit, they smile, and they dream, and they remember. And there's nothing they can say to each other that can be put into words, or that each doesn't already know. Marie always wanted to go to the Stork Club, Never got around to it. This time, they make it. Sherman Billingsley, who owns the Stork, spots the captain with his ribbons, Bronze Star, Presidential Unit Citation, and comes over to the table.
Well, you see Mary Martin up there, and Pinza's at the next table. You know him.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And that man sitting at the across the way is Leonard Lyons.
Uh-huh.
And too bad you didn't come in a little early. A little earlier, I should say. Dorothy Kilgallen was here, and Morton Downey and Faye Emerson. I'll tell you what we'll try to do. We'll see if we can get Pinza and Mary Martin to come back and say hello to you before you leave.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Like
we'd
meet
love
them
that.
Very much.
Everyone should be very happy to come back and shake hands with you.
We'd be very happy to shake hands with them.
The introductions.
I don't have to introduce you, Captain Stylo, Mrs. Stylo.
Very,
Mary Martin.
Very
glad to know you.
Miss Stylo.
Hello.
Mr. Pinza. So happy to know you.
Didn't we see your picture in the paper?
Oh, the
yes,
and the baby's picture?
That's right.
Oh,
yes.
Wasn't that fun?
Oh, that picture is perfect.
Well, now, did you just see the baby that time?
Yes, for the first time.
Oh.
That was the first time he'd ever seen you.
How old is the baby?
He was 6 months old the day his father arrived.
Oh, how fun.
And he said, Dad, Dad, for the first time, too.
Oh, did he really?
But I had been drilling it into him for months, you know?
You know, Ezio has...
I have one of 5 months today.
Oh, is
5
right?
months
Chief,
today.
Chief.
She is 5 months today.
Well, congratulations.
If he hadn't gone to Korea, he would have been more interested.
Wasn't he impressed with you?
Well, I believe
What did he do? Just say, Daddy?
Well, he this boy and kept gurgling.
First, he wondered. He looked at me, and he wondered.
Is that really my father?
We have a little girl. November 4th.
Oh, good.
Good month. November 4th.
Oh, November 5th.
Really?
Oh, good.
My third son.
Really?
Fine.
They'll keep you busy. But
when he walked in, I said, you take over. I'm going to bed. I need a rest. Where are you from?
Well, Maria's from the South, from South Carolina.
Oh, where's your southern accent?
She lost it in Japan.
She did,
didn't she? Maybe to the South.
I'm more South than she is.
Well, it's awfully nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you for coming over.
Good night.
Good night, Captain.
Good to see you.
Good night.
Baby Glenn will be up early as usual, and then there's the babysitter. But this second honeymoon ought to end the way it began. So they stop on Route 1 at a place they remember well.
Well, it's been a long day today, honey.
I enjoyed it so much. Let's hope that we'll have many more of these days.
I hope so, too.
What time is it?
Oh, let's see. It's 4 o'clock.
4 a.m.?
That's right. 4 a.m. in the morning.
Gee, I didn't realize it was so late. No wonder I'm so tired.
Let's drink our coffee, and then we'll head for home.
This is the end of our story of Captain Stylo's homecoming. We'll spend a few more days in Metuchen, see a few more friends, have a few more moments like those you've just heard, and then he'll move on. Captain Stylo, radio officer, 24th Infantry Division, serial number 042-9738, has served his country in the best way he knows how. We join with the captain's neighbors in welcoming him home. And on the eve of Armed Forces Day, those of us who cling to comforts, share no risks, seek refuge in words, and often forget that there is no substitute for courage, would pay our small tribute to the fallen and to those who still fight in the most eloquent manner permitted by radio. A little silence.
When you've been away from home a long time, it's difficult to put into words. How can you tell anyone how it feels? Sometimes you wonder if you'll ever get home again. And then it happens. You're home. Your wife, your baby, everything you've been wanting and dreaming about. Suddenly it's real. It's yours. And you're back home again.
You have just heard program 23 in the CBS series, Hear It Now, a document for air based on the week's news. Hear It Now is edited and produced by Edward R. Murrow and Fred W. Friendly, and a CBS staff which includes John Aaron, Jesse Zausman, Irving Gitlin, Edmund Scott, and Joseph Wershberg. Portions of the program originated at WTOP Washington, WHIO Dayton, WCAU Philadelphia, WRVA Richmond, WTAL Tallahassee, WHP Harrisburg, KIRO Seattle, KROY Sacramento, and WBBM Chicago. Combat recordings in Korea were made by CBS correspondent John Jefferson. Edward R. Murrow can be heard over most of these same CBS stations Monday through Friday at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Olin Tice speaking.
Today, more than ever, your security and that of your country are closely linked.